These protesters say they're being punished for wanting an education. Their demand is simple: a woman's right to go to university. But they say open defiance of the Taliban government is increasingly putting them at risk.
The Taliban turned our demonstrations into violence. The girls were beaten and whipped. We ran away. Some girls were arrested. I don't know what will happen.
On Tuesday, the Taliban banned women from higher education. Blocked from entering campus, students are coming to terms with a very different future than the one they imagined.
This training center was our hope. What can we girls do? We were full of hope and came here to learn. It is really a pity. The Taliban have taken all our hopes.
The Taliban came today. They beat us and kicked us out of the training center and said that you no longer have the right to study. We are in a very bad situation. The girls here, they've lost their spirit.
The government says women's faculties weren't following their interpretation of Islamic law. It said the policy was an internal matter and warned foreign powers not to interfere. But the move has been widely condemned. UN Global Education Envoy Gordon Brown said the world can't stay silent in the face of discrimination. Turkey's foreign minister said the ban was un-Islamic and inhumane. The Taliban has imposed growing restrictions on women's freedoms since they returned to power in 2021. But despite the risk of reprisals, some are still pushing back, warning that the potential of a generation could be lost. Fintan Monaghan, Al Jazeera.